In the early part of the 19th century, a punitive tax that had been put on coloured glass came to an end, and suddenly there were manufacturers springing up all over the country. Most were involved in producing bottles for the beer industry, and the factory at Nailsea in Somerset was by no means exceptional. It turned out vast quantities of bottles for the brewery in its locality. The site was chosen for a glass factory because of large rich seams of coal in the vicinity and because of the nearby canal town of Taunton. The canal came up to the door of the glassworks, so carriage and delivery was simple and cost-effective. The Lucas family traded under the name of Nailsea Crown Glass and also simply Nailsea Glass. This byproduct was made by the workers at the end of the day from leftover glass that had been all day churning out beer bottles. In around the 1840s, Nailsea really sprung to fame. With the tax now removed from coloured glass, there was a lot of opportunity to bring lots of surprises to the market. Nailsea, being one of the five biggest glass manufacturers in the country, was keen to expand. They started producing what were, I suppose, considered to be toys. These included bubble pipes, glasses, rolling pins, bells, and all manner of unusual objects, which came under the name of friggers. Other manufacturers produced similar items, but Nailsea were a hit from day one. Specialising in producing wonderful stripy coloured glass, pinks, blues, greens and all sorts of wonderful colours with clearly defined stripes, they have been a favourite ever since. People really like to collect these. They are so very difficult to store because they are so fragile. But bubble pipes can be anything up to 2 feet long. They also produced swirling walking sticks in glass. Again, purely decorative and a frivolous object which was intended to please. Over the years, I have owned many of these objects and they absolutely adore them. They seem, however, to have disappeared now and I think they must all be in the hands of collectors. But back in the day, these curiosities made in glass, like toys produced in metal, were sold at county fairs and other events. Some say the rolling pins were given by sailors to their loved ones before they set out to sea. Some clearly have inscriptions of love and promises on them. The Nailsea factory is remembered by everybody in the trade. People are always pleased to find an unusual object such as these. By 1873, the local coal began to run out, and this was a big blow for the factory, which eventually closed. The site was bought by a glass competitor who demolished the works, which, in later years, became a Tesco supermarket.